All right, guys, good evening. I think Pat.
Scott, we're not there yet.
All right, well, we'll start letting folks in on Zoom. We haven't officially started yet.
Okay, it's unmuted.
All right, let's let them in. And just tell me who's on Zoom.
Edgar Fury, Barry Watson, Katie Stark, Stacy Clark, and Blair New.
Oh, Blair's on. Okay. So Verity, Katie, Stacy, and Blair. Got it. Anybody else on Zoom?
No, just those five.
Okay.
I will be in a minute, but
yes,
I can see everybody else.
That's right. All right, guys, wonderful. I think we absolutely have a quorum. I assume good radio check. Everybody on Zoom can hear me. Give me thumbs up. Yep.
Yes.
All right, good, guys. Good to hear it. All right, and in the room this evening, we have Leslie off to my left. We have Chris Martin over here, Hans Riegel, Kevin Yenser, Reggie, Captain, or Colonel, Commandant, and over in the corner, Kyle Weston's with us observing and all that sort of stuff. So with that said, let me call the meeting to order at approximately 5:34 p.m., and as always, guys, let us begin with a moment of silence. Thank you all. The agenda and minutes have been presented and were published prior to this meeting. The agenda items may not be considered in sequence. Agenda is subject to change. Changes may include the addition or deletion of items, including executive session. Do I have any changes to the agenda as presented? Nope, seeing none. Cool. Opening remarks. We do have one guest. Go ahead and tell us what you're doing.
So I'm Kyle Weston. I'm here observing. I'm in a master's course for school leadership so that I can one day join the administration of the school.
Cool. Wonderful. Thank you. Good seeing you again.
You as well.
All right. We don't have any. I don't think I've got any other special guests. No members of the public are here. With that said, guys, let's move to the secretary's report. Again, minutes were presented a little bit ago. Do I have any additions or changes, corrections to the minutes of 26th January? Anything on Zoom? No? All right, very well. Do I have a motion to approve minutes?
Okay.
Yep, I heard you. I got a motion. Do I have a second? Reggie, thank you. Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor of the minutes as presented, please say aye. Any abstentions?
Aye.
Zoom, we're all good? Yep. All right, cool. Thank you. All right, next on the agenda, public comment. Do we have any public comment? Pat, anybody else wanting to get in on Zoom?
Yeah.
Very well. Let the record show public comment. No one is here. Public comment is now closed. All right, treasurer's report. Jim Berg is not with us, but he did send out the treasurer's report. Guys, I'll do a quick facsimile thereof. If you'll note, I think we're looking at treasurer's report dated close of the year, December 31. I think that's the document that you guys all got. This is the WSFS account, right? 206,134. In the balance, checking's got about 5,800. Savings got about 200, and that is obviously the USDA account. There was one check. Oh, speaking of checks, Jim told me that he had gotten a couple of checks back in 2020, and I had put it in an email to the board just saying if you had submitted a check last year and you have never gotten a letter or are not sure whether Jim actually thought he got your check, please call him and make sure that he recorded your entry in. He's got a couple of deposits, but he's not quite sure who they belong to. At any rate, So looking on the sheet, once again, payments made to 24948, which is our two combined payments to USDA. Ending balance, 181,539. Checking's got about 6,300 bucks, and still about $1.75 in the account. As you know, he's got each individual account laid out, and you also know that the two escrow accounts still remain unfunded but do exist. Do I have any questions or comments on the treasurer's report as presented? Anything on Zoom? I assume we're all good there. Cool. Got thumbs up. All right. I guess we're doing a motion to accept the treasurer's report. Yeah, let me do that. Motion to accept treasurer's report.
Motion.
All right, I got a motion. Do I have a second? Reggie, thank you. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor to accept the treasurer's report, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, thank you. All right, finance report. So, Pat, we are to you now, sir. I think we're going to be going off of a couple of documents, right? First will be the budget narrative, guys. Second will be this document. And then the third will be the big spreadsheet. Some of you have gotten this in a smaller format. I'm glad Pat published it in that. All right, my friend.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. So if you could, those of you that got the packet and picked up here, go to the very last page. That's the narrative for the month of February, or January. Okay, so our financial report, month ending fiscal year January, and just so you know, we're 58.33% through our fiscal year 21 budget. Revenue. State appropriations, of course, are based on our 458 cadets and needs-based unit count as of 11/13. Final state appropriations are $4,519,440. That has increased over time. That is our final number in the system. Local revenue from the school districts is 1.305990. So again, that is about, you can see, and I'll talk about that in a little bit later. That's final. We're at for local districts. We have received all our funds there. All our other state funds are in, except we still only have 90% of our educational sustainment fund. And right now we have received 87,000 total is, look at the report here. Second.
So you're saying only we've only got 90%, so we still have some dollars due?
That is correct. Bless you. We've only received $78,546. The total amount received is $87,411. I did complete the paperwork for that at the beginning of the month, February, so that should be hitting next month. It's probably in there now, but it wasn't on January. Transportation funds, we have received everything. We received $465,709. So that's where our transportation, and that was more than anticipated by around $17,000. So,
all right, so we're up to, now remember guys, as always, once again with transportation, the total nut for us is about, what, 570,000 bucks. So we're always in the red as it relates to our transportation costs for school.
So, and some of those revenue, and I will talk about that a little bit later on, we'll go over the fiscal year 21 budget. Our expenditures for the month of January, now you notice it's only $23,908. And there's a reason for that. As I go through, I'll explain what is going on here. So our transportation and student travel, of course, is $57,019. We expended on that. Now, the other expenditures down below, the purchase of educational consultants, instructional supplies, student support supplies, office supplies, training, copier, and computer supplies, kind of lumped them all into one. It was a negative 47,679. The reason for the negative is we had applied our grants last month in January. So, and what ended up happening is we encumbered those federal grants, so therefore that money was taken with our federal money was put back into our operational account. That's why we're showing a negative. This is January only.
Okay.
This is January only.
All right, but none of the second stimulus, the 332 or the 335 that we talked about last month, has hit.
It's in the system. We are now applying it. You won't see it till our next meeting.
Right.
Building and grounds, same thing. A lot of, you know, if you remember in the last CBOC that, you know, our budget for building and grounds was really high. That's because of all the cleaning supplies we purchased and the contracting services and stuff like that. Well, of course, month of January, all that came back into us. That's why we're showing a negative of $12,982. Utilities, of course, were $13,494.
How does that track? It should be a little less, about the same. I mean, it was, we basically had a mild fall into December, but now we've really caught up over January and the beginning of Feb.
So that seems to be right about the moment.
Okay.
IT professional services and hardware, 55. Again, what happened there? IT services are $3,900, but we had some hardware we also purchased that came out of the federal grants, so that money came back into our operational budget. That's why we're only showing a $55 spent. Of course, instruction-related services, $3,913. Food, $4,091. Advertising and postage, again, that's for all the information we've been sending out for open houses.
Right.
$4,937, of course, athletics, $2,000. I did not list all expenditures.
Right.
There's other little odd accounts you can see in the big budget. If you follow that line, you can see where it's coming out. In January, you can take a look. Each individual category is there. But so that's where we are for the month of January, which is $23,908. Down the federal. The federal grant total for this year our total was $470,215. This amount includes fiscal year 21, which is $344,227. Fiscal year 20, $60,076. Our first CARES Act grant, or ESSER, one, which is $82,155. And, of course, our educational relief fund of $34,871. The total amount remaining out of that 470 is $290,000. So we have already applied, almost 200,000 of our federal grants back to our operations. Some of those are in payroll, so we will see a gradual reduction throughout the remainder of the year. And we're in the process now of starting to encumber the rest of them. All right, out of the $82,155. And again, I'll show you on the individual document of our federal grant. We have spent $71,000 of that already. So,
right. And then, if you guys will note, the next CARES Act, which was the $900 million-plus that the feds did, our piece is about $322,000. That hasn't flown into or gotten into the budget. Well, it has, but it's not being reflected. And if you all remember that we approved a whole bunch of expenses out of this second round that included transportation, special ed, substitutes, cleaning supplies that equaled 322. And Pat, I don't know, are you gonna talk about this second sort of narrative sheet?
Well, whenever I was gonna, I put it in here, I thought we were gonna go over the major budget first, but we're gonna do the month first, then we'll come back and do the yearly budget.
Okay. All right, so, I'm tracking. Let me go to Zoom. Any questions, comments from you guys there on Zoom as it relates to the narrative? Okay, I think we're good. Okay, was that Verity?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Katie, you're there. Wonderful. Len, anything?
We lost Len.
Uh-oh. Is he?
He is not on.
Okay, Len's not on. All right, very well. Okay, moving on. So we've taken care of that. Pat, next.
If you turn to the next page from the back, our web report.
Right, you guys know what it looks like. It's this one.
And it gives you a general idea of where we stand for the year.
Right. And just as a reminder, guys, we have to approve. Pat, you're right. We've got to approve our final budget at this meeting.
That's correct.
That's right. We got a book yet. So he's going to talk about that. Web report. Take a look. We always have to do a motion to support that whenever y'all are ready. Any questions on web report as presented? All right, seeing none, I think. If you want, we can take a few more moments, no worries.
No, it could be. Yeah, you're right. I know what you're saying. Yes, that could leave us, if all the families withdrawal requested back, yes, we have to pay that out. With our graduating seniors, we give them a choice. They can keep their Chromebook or they can take the deposit back.
I see.
Talking about the actual budget now, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that we moved on to the...
No, we're still in a holding pattern, Katie, on the web report. We still haven't approved that, and we're going to be getting to the budget to book the final budget for FY21 or approve the FY21 budget next, but we're still in web report.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. All right. Guys, do I have a motion to accept the web report?
Motion.
I got a motion. Second, Reggie, outstanding. Any other discussion on the web report? Right, seeing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Great. Thank you, guys. Okay, so we just did web report. I think we are now... Pat, I think we're moving to you and the final FY21 budget approval process. And are we going to the big spreadsheet? Is that what you want to do?
No, on the second page of the document, I created a little narrative just to give everybody a general idea about the year and where we're at. Okay, so again, I'm going to repeat some of the stuff. I'll give it through. This year, state appropriations are $4,519,440. Last year, received $4,500,639. So it's really only an increase of about $19,000. That's for 6 additional students from last year. Last year, we were at 452. Local appropriations, of course, are $1,305,990. This is compared to the $1,192,000 we received from last year. And so you might, and so the it's an increase of a total of $132,570 for both categories. And you might wonder about the increase for the local. Of course, that depends on the school district they come from. It also depends on the related services that certain cadets need. So, and of course, we get more from our Newcastle County school districts than we do our Kent County school districts. And so since the start of the year, we have opened under normal operations since the very beginning. Regular and activity transportation routes have been running since the start of school. Staff and cadets are in the building every day. The only difference is the number of cadets that attend per day. The reason I bring that up, a lot of schools that I talk to, they have changed and altered their transportation routes, meaning that they are not providing all the transportation routes that they normally would. We are, because that's how we broke down our groups. And so what that means is, if the Governor Carney came out today and said, we want all the schools to go back 100% tomorrow, we wouldn't have to change a thing. We could. We might have to make small little things here in the building, some adjustments here or there, but for the most part, we're ready to go. We're not in the same situation as other schools. So, and I want to bring that up when we talk about our finances. You know, we could have, I don't know how it would work out, because Scott and I didn't talk about this. You know, if we reduce some things to save some extra cash in the short term, it might have cost us in the long term. And, you know, one of the things is some of the districts that I've heard about, it always comes down to transportation. And some of the schools and people I've talked to, they said if they had to open up 100%, they don't know if they could fill all their transportation routes. We have always taken care of that end of our school, so we're in good shape there. Like I said, if we had to come back tomorrow 100%, we can do it without really too much trouble at all. So with that, though, of course, is that we're absorbing costs just like we were if we were open 100%.
Well, and let me add to that, right? As you guys remember, the buses are only 23 cadets full. They're half full. So we are still bearing $570,000 worth of transportation costs, but we're only transporting 30, 40, 50%. So our buses are still doing everything they're supposed to do, but we're limited, and we just have kids that are not coming in. So that's why some schools during this period are saving a lot of money. We have chosen to stay open as much as we can, and as a result, we're bearing those costs. Back to you, Pat.
So just to let you know some of the things we've been dealing with. We've had two teachers out on maternity leave early in the year. And we have an additional two teachers currently out. One on maternity, one out on paternity leave. So that's a total of four this school year. We also have two teachers out working from home with ADA accommodations. We have at least eight substitutes on site on some days. And we have four on site in some capacity every day. So that's an additional cost that we are absorbing, right. And that just goes with the times. Last year, our enrollment goal was 475 cadets for the school year. We were enrolling cadets at a higher rate than in past years, the same as this year, because we're doing very well. And I'll talk about that in the Commandant's report. But then schools closed. The shutdown didn't hurt us, but we scrambled, and we got up to close to where we wanted to be, around 470 cadets. Then I will tell you, because of the situation and talking with parents, with all the unknowns, uncertainties out there, some parents just chose that, hey, look, I'm just going to withdraw my cadet. They can just, you know, they're going to go virtual. They can just do that at the district they're at, because they felt the reason they came to First State Military Academy was the difference. And since they're not going to be there every day, they kind of, you know, just a few. Felt that it'd be better just staying home, which is fine. That's your choice. So again, we started to lose some cadets over the summer. Then, of course, the extension of the unit count. And that further reduced our numbers, because usually the unit count ends on September 30th. Well, they extended that to November 13th. And I will tell you that we, you know, as most schools are, that we're struggling academically for some of our cadets. So during that time, we had more families decide that they wanted to withdraw. And I want to estimate it's about 10. I don't have the actual number because we don't keep the dates. But I know that in September, we were up in about 468, 467 range. And so that got us down to our 458 students for the school year. I will tell you that in my estimation that we lost those 10 cadets, the estimated amount lost in revenue was $111,000. So with the unit count change. And, you know, I understand that some schools did need that extension. We did not. You know, we were pretty much moving in a positive direction. And again, that did not help us by extending the unit count. Our current outlook, and in other words, the budget is estimated right now at $1.379 million. We have estimated for the last 5 months of this fiscal year $491,000 each month. Currently, we are over our 75 days cash, which is $1,247,000. And just to give you a little, just to give you some background, in our first 4 years of operation, we never even made 6 days cash. So just, you know, looking at where we're at, we're in better shape than we've ever been. And then we talked about the two additional grants, the federal grants. We did have another state one for $34,000, but I didn't put that in here. The first was for $82,155. We've spent $71,143. The second, of course, is the $322,571 that was just received, will help cover additional costs. I did include those additional costs down below, so you can see what has been approved. The state has already approved this. We're in the process of converting, taking those federal money and applying it to those costs we paid with state money, then therefore that money will go back into our operational account. So, in my estimation, we are going to be above $1,379,000 by the end of the year, unless we have something bad. I don't want to talk about
that. All right, so maybe, and we're not talking about that. So to capture all this, guys, that we are, given all the things that have kind of been thrown at us, we're meeting our 60 days cash, actually 75 days cash. We are watching our expenses, and we will continue to have a carryover of currently projected about 1.3 for next FY. Now, always remember that as you carry over this money, we'll talk about this more when we get into the final budget approval tonight, as well as our board meetings in May and June. But as you do carry over, we always have to plan to make sure we have summer encumbrances taken care of, right? And the cash issue, which always is sort of a set aside of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And again, this is only if we are to close, but the state wants you to say, dudes, you got to make sure you got all this cash set aside that if you close, we're not, but if you close, you can pay all your teachers, pay all your bills, and have all that squared away. So I think we're going to be in pretty good shape for the coming year, assuming things sort of continue to track as they're tracking. All right. Questions from the room? Looks like we're good. Don't see anything. Zoom. Pat, I don't know if you want to get into the spreadsheet and final discussion on the big budget. So because we have to vote on that for the final budget, but let me go to Zoom. I think, Katie, you had some questions? Okay. All right, wonderful, thank you. Verity, anything from you?
All good, thanks, Pat.
All right, wonderful. Did Len rejoin us? Len Gratteri?
He did not.
Okay. All right, very well. So, we've covered that document. Pat, we've got one more thing to do is to vote on the final FY21 budget. Which documents do you want to use to do that with? The big spreadsheet or this?
Well, the big spreadsheet kind of gives you an idea. And you can look at our costs since July 1 and everything in the gray. And you can see where the categories are coming out of. Now, I will tell you, I need to go into, like Katie asked about the student activities, which was...
What line is that? Are we in expenses?
No, revenue. Student activities account 98167 for $1,524.
Oh, there it is.
That's pretty much miscellaneous. Incoming in for cadets, maybe trips, uniform fees, stuff like that, with our camp. So, but I will tell you right now, I need to look more into that to see exactly where we get that money and pumped in that $1,500.
All right, and where is on the Marine Corps thing, Bob? This goes to you. There's been discussion about when we're going to start getting a hold from Quantico about staff and all that. What line is that is reflected here on the revenue side? Do you know where that might be?
So, can I answer that, Scott? Sure.
Please.
Please do. Because I looked into that, and that is a discussion that there's is one area of the budget, which is a good problem to have, in our revenue. So as it states there on that line for Marine Corps revenue, partial staff,
yep.
$75,942.
Yep.
Of course, the federal government emails me every time they make a deposit. So I took all of those and added them up. It was $116,000. So I got to find out where the delta is and where that $42,000 of revenue, why isn't it showing in our budget? That's a conversation that I have to have with Michelle. That came up when I was looking into it.
Okay, so that tells me now that we don't have any problem with Quantico.
We're not sure.
We're not sure yet. We are getting revenue from them.
Okay.
It's just that it hasn't been consistent. The money coming in, it hasn't been, because we've had...
Are we just not putting it in the right category? I mean, it comes in and somebody's not paying attention. Oh, here's a federal deposit. It's a federal grant money, and
it's in our account. But I got to talk to Michelle and see what.
Okay.
Because I can't answer that question.
All right, because guys, as you know, the Marine pay issue was a significant problem, and the belief was that Quantico was not sending the full amount for each of our Marine instructors. We have to cover a piece of it anyway. But what we were expecting was that the Quantico piece would be keeping track and they would be sending stuff. Pat has been under the impression that that has not happened and Quantico is woefully behind. Now he tells us maybe they are up to speed and we've got to figure out what's going on and where that money has gone. All right. So... what else do you want to hit on the spreadsheet? Or maybe questions from the room? So, guys, I'm looking off the big spreadsheet because that's easier for my eyes. And, again, you'll see where we are. If you look at the outlook about where those revenues are going to be, you see on... I'm still in revenues, and you'll look under that line with the Marine Corps, the $75,942. That's what actually the total is 100. What'd you say, 116? Something like that?
Well, yes, 116.
About 116. Yes. So there's an additional amount of money that is there, and that's got to be tracked down. Then, guys, if you will look down under expenses, you'll see what we've been spending. You'll see what the expectation or the totals are over on the right. Then you continue on to the second page. Again, these are all actuals. And you'll see where we are as we continue to spend. And then at the very bottom, cash balance, FY21, 1.379. That is the expected carryover from... FY21 to FY22. So we're going to take a minute, take a look at anything that catches your eye or concerns on the budget. And again, what we'll be doing is voting on this budget. I call it booking the budget, but it's the final approved budget for FY21, which is what we're in at the minute. I know I need a line, too, to figure out the line, to go across.
Yeah, a big ruler.
A big ruler.
But, you know, when I give you, just give you an idea, when I give you the monthly expenditures, if you look in January, that's where those expenditures are coming from. Those are actuals of what we spent that month. And they really can see that if you break down January. And you can track, because last month we spent January $337,000. Of course, majority of that was salary. Salary was in January is $215,000. OECs was $98,000. And then you can see in December it was larger, and that's why we have a larger payout in December. Because salaries were $354,000 and OECs were $142,000. And just to give you an idea, OECs are 32% of the salary plus health insurance. So that comes out to be a pretty big chunk.
Yeah, a big chunk. No question. All right, guys.
So out of that $1,379 that's projected to be end of year outlook, that $1,379,000?
Yes.
We've already had our 75 days out of that? Or is that still come out of that?
Well, no, that's DOE says that we should have where's my sheet here? That we should have always in our account $1,247,000 at all times. So technically speaking, what we're saying is that we have about $130,000 right now.
Right. So that's when I talk about when you see that big number of 1.3 or we're carrying over 1.6,
right.
Immediately take out a bunch of money for cash and summer encumbrances.
So there's not a real lot. There's not a lot there.
No. But. Well, but it is, and two, those dollars are really only there to cover the nut if we close.
Right, understand.
We're not closing, so that is, now, to be conservative, you don't spend it, but you can dip into it, you can utilize it, you just, right, and then the DOE starts getting upset. Guys, you're only carrying 30 days cash, you're only carrying 20 days cash, you're carrying 15 days cash, right? And all of a sudden, the bells and alarms go off. But, and some schools will do that. They will absolutely get right into it. They will utilize all their cash, not all, but a bunch of it, expecting, of course, I'm not closing. We're going to have the same number of kids. We're going to have the same sort of budget the next year. And it'll all go back up. We're a little more conservative. We tend not to do that. Like, we've never done that. But if for some reason there was a need or a purpose, I'll give you an example. If somebody walked in and said, I'm going to build you a gym, and I'm going to give you $4.2 million, and you all got to come up with $250,000, and I'll build it, that might be the time and place where we say, you know what, we're going to authorize only carrying 50 days cash. And we're going to take some of that money and utilize it. All right, did that make sense? Okay.
So, to understand, remember I just mentioned that 322. That still has to come out too.
Right.
So that end number is going to continue to go up. And then, of course, we've estimated $491,000 per month. So as long as we're very conservative down the road, we're going to keep increasing that final outlook number as we go on, which in all of our years past has continuously occurred. And that's where usually at this time of year, because everything is pretty much bought.
Right.
That we need.
You know, one of the again, guys, one of the interesting things about our school is so much of our cost is front-loaded, particularly the Chromebooks, and so much of the technology, our insurance. There are a bunch of things that we end up front-loading for our school. But so by the time we're kind of rolling into May and June, most of those types of expenses, other than maybe energy, transportation is ongoing, some sports, but pretty much we're about done, except for, of course, our teachers and staff.
And there's one thing, that one exception we will make, and it has come up in conversation. So we are now already ready to place our order for Chromebooks for next year. So the question has come up, do we wait and possibly not get them in? Because who knows what next year's going to look like, what schools are going to do, or do we order now, spend the $35,000 that's going to cost for 110 Chromebooks this fiscal year. And quite frankly, we might have to do that because we don't want to get into a situation again where the school year is ready to start and we don't have enough new Chromebooks for our incoming cadets.
All right, so that's another issue. Let's hang on to that thought. I want to get through and make sure we've got any additional questions on the budget as presented. And I thank you guys. I appreciate that we're having a good discussion because we've got to approve this thing, and I just want to make sure we're covered, and that's why it's taking some time. Go ahead. Wait a minute.
Are you trying to log in, Reggie?
Pat, you're muted.
I don't know. Might be. Is it Grand Imperial?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Wait, are you hearing me?
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. All right, so before we get into that, tell me, where are you, what line on the budget?
Sorry, I'm on page 5. I don't know the line number.
Expenses.
56157.
There we go. 56157. Textbook, books, testing material.
So, I will tell you that those line items, those descriptions, are set by the Department of Education. So when we get a invoice in, we look at the account, we look at the description, and we match it to an account code. And that's where it comes out of. It will never be, like, we cannot create our own descriptions or account codes.
Yeah, and plus it's 1,100.
I think there was a budget and then there was an expenditure of 12, right? Is that what I'm looking at this sheet here?
Okay.
So we've spent $1,200. Well, we do have AP textbooks.
Yep.
And we do purchase for testing materials. So we will get a bill coming in here. When we do our PSAT, and we will get a bill from the Department of Education.
Is that the $1,298?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why those descriptions are there.
Okay, so those are for AP testing,
because
AP tests are actually expensive.
Look, we're not talking about the individual testing.
Oh.
We're talking about testing materials. So, you know, we get billed for these tests from the College Board, because the state only pays for the juniors. No, I'm talking about PSAT and SAT.
SAT. SAT and PSAT, not AP. Okay, so that's all just for SAT testing.
Well, it's for any kind of testing. Like, we just paid the invoice for our STAR testing. So anything that testing materials, anything like that, that's that category where it comes out.
I see. Okay, so I'm just going to write that down at the yellow $5. So that's all star testing.
Yeah, because the categories are there, so anything that we have to, we just have to match it to the county.
I assume that that was from the state paid for it. Okay.
The juniors.
All right, which, tell me what lines.
It's,
just give me account code.
Yeah, account code.
Well, the one is 55101 for postage.
Yeah, I got a 55101 postage, right?
And then advertising is 55610.
Yeah, postage 55101, and then the advertising.
Right.
So I think I was wondering, I mean, I think I know what the, I'm assuming they kind of go hand in hand, that they're paying for letters to go out to advertise for schools.
And all our mailers were open houses. We've done it twice. And
yep.
Every time those mailers have gone out, they've gone out to about, so about 4,000 families, 5,000 families.
People right.
Apply that times two. It gives you an idea of the cost there. The other advertising, that goes into our induction day video that we brought those guys up from
yep.
Florida. And we also prepaid for them to do our graduation this year.
What so about the materials that you also like folders and
right.
stuff for
those?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
all those leave behind?
Those are all advertising things for us for enrollment.
Oh, okay. So that's the same.
Yes.
We've already paid them.
Okay.
You paid them back in, we paid for induction day. We can pay just the bill for graduation, too.
Okay. Do you know, maybe you can add to this on our new cadet meeting? Maybe you have a question about, how did you hear from us? Because I feel like the ones that I've done in the past usually did hear from, like, it's more word of mouth than.
So, right. So, if I can, actually address that. When I'm here, I think most of our open houses, and I ask that very question: how do you hear from us? And you're right. The bulk of the response is word of mouth. Parents hear about the school, Providence Creek, kids, friends, relatives going here. So I always do ask about how did you hear about us? And I will tell you that some of the folks will walk in and have the mailer in their hand. So while there may not be quite that return on investment, I think that's where you're going, Katie, is, you know, we're spending X number of dollars, is it worth?
It's
well,
tough to get people online. That's
50 work is like 50% good, is 50% not good. I don't really know.
Right. So, a couple of thoughts for you and a couple of considerations. I think that the money that we're spending, particularly on these mailers, right? How do you get folks to drive them to the website? How do you get them to go there? Well. You got to do something. You got to have an ad in the paper. You got to do radio. You got to mail them. There has to be some initial contact from the school if you're trying to get them to the website. I will offer that. I think the cards are effective. While they are expensive, I think they are good. I think they're a good tool. We've used them consistently. And I agree that the return on investment is hard to measure, but I have had parents tell me, yes, I got your mailer. Now, if I over the years have been doing all their open houses and never once got a response from a parent saying it was all word of mouth, then I think, yeah, we'd have to look at it. But I, from my point of view, I am comfortable in saying that there are enough people who respond with, yeah, I got your mailer, and that got me to the website, which got me to the open house, and so on and so forth. So that's kind of where I am. I don't, Leslie.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I'm assuming we're not getting, no one's giving out email addresses. It's not like we're, right. I mean, I don't think we're there yet. So I think it's the best way to contact these folks. And certainly, you know, people share things on Facebook and then they tag somebody. And that's to me, that's, I heard about it from a friend just as much as someone told me. So I think it's a good use of money up, you know, for the school.
Yep.
So can I add something there? So, the latest mailer, we were a little concerned because we didn't mail it out, and we weren't getting much traction out there. Then we forgot to realize that the United States Postal Service is running terribly behind schedule.
Yeah.
So yesterday, the front office probably received 30 plus calls.
Oh, because it all hit.
Because it hit, and now all of a sudden, open houses in March are starting to fill up.
All right.
So the mailers do hit, and Katie, if you want, you can come down. I can show you tomorrow. In our application through Data Service Center, it does cover how did you hear about us? And ever since our inception at the beginning, it has always said that how you heard about our school is always a friend, or it's an other, it's a mailing or a flyer. It rarely is ever digital media. And it's surprising that a majority of the people apply to our school is usually through word of mouth. That has always been our greatest percentage of people enrolling since our very beginning. And that's why when we talk to school, what we do every day is so vital and so important, because that's when the message goes home and goes out, and they say, you know, that first day military academy, they really got their stuff together. They're doing well. Teachers are wonderful people. My child loves going there. So, you know, word of mouth has always been our strength. Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, guys, we are in the... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Is that Verity? Somebody had a follow-on?
No, I'm good, Scott.
Oh, okay. Katie, did you have a follow-on? Okay, cool. All right, guys, so any other questions or comments on the FY21 budget? All right, seeing none in the room, I think we're good on Zoom. Can I have a motion to accept the presented FY21 budget for approval?
Motion.
All right, I've got a motion. I've got a second. I'm making notes real quick on. All right, I got a motion. I got a second. Seeing no further discussion, all in favor of the FY21 budget as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? Got it. Passed. Wonderful. All right, good. A lot of time on that, but thank you, guys. Well worth it. Okay, we are moving on next. CIS Budget Oversight Committee, 18 March. I don't have anything more to report. And we'll be meeting then. So nothing there. Next, we're back to you, Pat. Commandant's report.
Okay. So far, we've had 201 families have applied for this school year. We started meetings on 26 January, and as of tonight, we have 52 signed for the next school year, which I can tell you that we are about 30 days ahead of where we've been in the past. So things are going very well. Appreciate all the staff and everybody that's putting time in for these meetings, because it is essential for the school. Without new cadets, we don't exist. Enrollment's going well. Very pleased with it. Glad we got the other flyer went out. And we'll see how the next three open houses go.
Okay, Pat.
Yes, sir.
Just to refresh my memory, I know we've spoken about it before. Do we set an enrollment goal for next year?
So we estimate. So, you know, we want at least 125 to 130 ninth graders coming in. I just kind of rough it, and I'm predicting 150. Only because there's some that we don't know, because some of our returners, and I'll be honest, there's a few, they disappear. And because of everything going on, and it's really sad that what's going on, so, you know, some of them might not come back. And we have to factor that in. But the interesting thing is, and Colonel Walls can attest to this too, is that we're sitting here in the summertime, and the number of families that approach us in the summer is usually 30 to 40 that have come down. So the enrollment process never ends. It's always long. It always goes from January until August, but it's part of doing business. So.
Yeah.
But it's another benefit to doing the SOC camp later in the summer, too. As you get your students later, they don't miss out on the camp. So I think that's even a better approach.
However... Oh. I thought, I don't know, we haven't gotten into that, but I think, haven't we moved it back to June for this year, or is it going to go stay in August?
We're getting the summer with two camps.
Oh, all right, well, split the difference. All right, well, we'll get to that in a sec. Pat, anything else you want to hit on enrollment? Good to hear about folks still interested about our in our school.
So we had one open house on February 6th. A little disappointed. It was full. We only had about 50% turnout. So we're going to make some changes. And again, it's, you know, we have contacted these people. We have sent things out. Some people just couldn't make it. Something came up, and they've signed up for next ones. We already had meetings. They said they missed it. We just called them, and we just kind of brought them in for a new cadet meeting. Went from there, so that went well. They're going to be attending a later one, so we're going to correct that this Thursday. Front office is going to make phone calls to all the families just to remind them, because they sign up for these things months in advance, and then it kind of slips their mind. Just keep that on the radar. And like I said, this one on Saturday is already booked. We do have 30 families already signed up.
Good.
And so before I go into that, others, we also had past event was the drill competition that I'll let Colonel Wallace talk about.
Well, we were able to complete a drill meet this past Saturday. Scott was there. We had two schools attend, DMA and Seaford. And, you know, the cadets did a great job at playing support. And at the end of the day, our drill team, you know, first drill meet for all of them. And our drill team did very well. They took first place overall. And we had some freshman events because we had the time and they had the teams. And so our freshmen took first place as well. And an email that I received back from the instructor at Seaford, who's new, was really thankful that we went through all the work to do it. And because he said he saw smiles on his kids' faces going back home. They hadn't seen him in a long time. They were happy to get out and do something. So it was a big success. That may be the one and only of this year. I don't know right now. But most of the programs, they've just collapsed. You know, through all of this stuff, and there's not much going on out there. So we shall see.
Yeah, own observation, guys. Team did great. Our cadets ran it. Everybody was separated. All the protocols were met. And it was just... Man, it's like we're getting there. That's what we ought to be doing. And I don't know, just it was good to see. It really was. I was very happy. And at any rate, so thank you, Colonel, for getting it back on the agenda. And I'm glad some schools showed up. All right, we got some open houses, future stuff. Pat, I don't know if there's anything else you want to... What's the cadet field meet? I had not... Bob, you want to talk about that?
Sure. We're just trying to do something fun. You know, field meets, we try to do two a year, one in the fall, one in the spring. And in discussion with Pat, we're looking at potentially the end of March, early April time frame. And we'll have to do two of them to catch both halves so the kids can come to school, and we're set for that. And we'll do it in the afternoon. It'll be the final event of the day, is what we're looking at. And it's just to have fun. You go out there and compete against each other. We'll have each grade go against the others, and the seniors have the challenge because, you know, sometimes there's only 8 or 10 of them. So they're gonna be pretty well worn out. So,
we've been seeing at least 20 of them last
seniors improving. All right, how about our juniors?
Juniors have always been pretty good.
Okay.
Still more night than that,
though. Yeah, yeah. Are we averaging, just as a side note, about how many cadets, about 120 to 130, 118?
I think it depends, we're at 122 today, which is a little bit down. But it's interesting to see what happens next week when we go to spring sports start.
Okay.
Because now we're going to have 6 after-school activities going on next week.
All right.
So it's going to be a challenge for us, but we'll prepare for it.
Yeah, we'll get it. All right, cool. All right, Pat, you want to talk about Avantech music program?
So, when the school was built, Assurance Media put in our security system. I was approached by Avantech, and what's happening is our security system is at end of life, the software. So, when I did this before I came here, I always used Avantech. And so I have give me a proposal. And one of their biggest selling points is that being able to use a security system from home, or if you're not available, you can just call down and say, hey, look, I need this door open from this time, and they'll do it from their office. Updates on software are, they take care of all of that and update our system within that cost. And there's a lot of positives. And again, I have Larry looking at the figures and crunching the numbers because he likes to save every penny. And because one thing we can do for next year, we can incorporate into our fire inspections and everything into this one service. And it was about $4,995 per month or per year.
Okay. I was going to say a month.
Now, so it was the cost per month is around $600. But okay. The initial setup cost is $4,900. And so there's a lot of positives there because if I forget, like there's weekends we have weather. I drove down here and put the school on a snow day just in case something happened. It'd be nice to be able to do that from home or do certain things from that area. And I've used Advantech before, and it worked very well. But you know, we are at the point where our security system's end of life. We have to start really looking into it and how we can make improvements to it.
All right, you're gonna present next month.
Yeah, I've done looking through it and doing the measuring. So, because right now we're not paying anything, but again, our software everything's out of date.
So you're thinking you want to present numbers next month or the month after?
Give me a little bit of time because we wouldn't really do anything until next fiscal year. I really don't want to lump it on this, but I will tell you that we cannot add any more cameras to our system. So unless we want to do things and we get more buildings, we're going to have to get to the point where we're going to need to upgrade our system anyway.
Okay. Well, that's a good point. The maintenance building, guys, is going to be coming online here shortly. The parking lot's going to be extended out a little further. So there's an extension or an automatic that may need some coverage that we currently do not have.
There's no way we can do it. So we were going to need to upgrade our system to do it. So
okay.
It might be a time to look at this. Okay, so a music program, you know, it's one of the things that from the very beginning, I forget the gentleman's name, wanted to have a marching
yes.
band.
Who
and
was
that? Of course,
that?
It just wasn't
Clayton.
On our radar. And because, yep. quite frankly, we're just trying to open up a school. But it's something that parents have continuously come back to us and said, hey, look, we would like to have this for our children. And we agree. We can't hire a music teacher all day because we just can't afford that in our budget. But a gentleman back there at Providence Creek Academy, that their music teacher, is really interested in marching band. So I've been talking with Denise Stouffer, and I met with him, and he is really interested in starting a band. So it's going to be a lot of work involved.
Huh.
And it's a lot of after
school. It's like a football team.
Right. And there's a lot of after. And of course, now then, if we do parades, now we have a band to go with our corps that's marching. So it's a little bit more visibility for the school. Plus, those cadets, I can tell you, being in new cadet meetings, do you have a music program? No. Well, I really don't want to give up my musician time. So, you know, our art class is very popular. Ms. Clark can tell you that, you know, it fills up every year. And so it's an elective. And so, you know, this is something that we're looking into. So we're going back and forth with cost. But I think it's something that we need to do. And we're kind of estimating that to get this thing up and running, and to do it all next year is going to cost us about $8,000 a stipend. Then we're going to have to start working on getting instruments. And we have some avenues that is something that we're not going to estimate on our budget paying for instruments. That's something we're going to look for donations. And we think we'll be able to make it happen. We already have uniforms, so that's not a big deal.
Yep. Okay. Wonderful. Well, that'll be exciting to see how that evolves. Very cool.
So from there, I'll allow Ms. Clark to speak. Over some
absolutely
testing and notes for teachers.
Stacy, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Too early to tell.
Okay. So, good, as I talked about a little bit, PSATs, because we came from the PSAT and PSAT 10, 9 and 10. And we are doing them this year on separate days because we're allowed, based on the numbers that we can have in the building. So, that will be in a month. So we'll have 9th one day, then juniors, and then the 10th grade. So during that week. And then, it is right before the end of our marking period, which is March 30th. So those are kind of like dates and updates. And also, Pat had an idea today, shared kind of giving teachers shout out. So what I decided from that is I'm going to just tell you a little snippet of two different teachers of something they're doing in their class to kind of keep you in the loop a little bit of what's going on. So we'll share those each time. Ms. McWilliams, and I think I wrote Mrs., so if I did, I apologize if that caught on there. Ms. McWilliams is our ELA 9th grade teacher, and her group just ran a Critical Friends, and they learned how to do a Critical Friends group for 9th grade, which is something big with our new tech, but we've not had the opportunity to do it a whole lot in our classes because of the way that we're structured because of the pandemic. The class size is through this, who's online, who's in the building and things. So they did Critical Friends on their argumentative draft and their final draft to do coming up on a monster, character traits of a monster. So they had claim and evidence. And the monster is something that they could choose, but a couple ideas or a couple things that different cadets had chosen. Social media was a monster in our society, so it's a societal monster. Money, peer pressure, prejudice, adults, and then there was a bunch of other ones, but those are just some examples. And they had to say why that was the scariest monster of today's time. So that's been a pretty neat project-based unit. So a lot of the orders that she's done. Another junior, senior, Mr. Collier. He is doing mock trial in his two intro to law classes, and it's Blumenthal Insurance versus a Natural Habitat Reserve, and different cadets in each group. There's the lawyers, judge, jury, the witnesses, and they have to all practice their part and be ready, so they have to understand the case very well. And then they are running a sort of a mock courtroom, actually a mock trial within their class, and so they are working on that, and they're doing some of that this week. They've been prepping for it up until now. So those are two examples for you of things that are going on in our classrooms.
Well, and I will add, hey, Stace, remind me that when mock trial starts for next year, my lovely wife said she would come back and do that. So that's assuming, though, that we're in the courtroom and we're back to doing it the way they did it the first time. She
right, and then yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Because that's a lot of going in there. I think the experience of the actual courtroom is
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Amazing for that. So.
Yep, yep. Well, wonderful. Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Stace? All right, nothing in the room. Wonderful. That's academics, athletics. Pat, to you.
On,
so oh, is Blair still on?
Yeah, so why don't you go ahead and talk about that?
All right. Go for it, Blair.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, I don't have that sheet in front of me, but we have boys basketball is participating in the first open state tournament next week. That game will be on Tuesday, and we're not sure who we play yet or where we play. But that will be the first time that we are in a state tournament, even though it's open. Right now, there are 47 teams in the state that are playing in that open tournament.
Wow.
So that's exciting for our boys. Our girls program finishes up this week on Thursday with MOT. Wrestling has the state individual state tournament this Saturday and Sunday. And then semifinals and finals will be next Wednesday if anybody makes it that far. Spring sports start on Monday with baseball, softball, track and field, lacrosse, and girls soccer. And on the Commandant's report, I think I put the number of home games we have this year.
Yep.
We have quite a few. 11 for baseball, I think 7 for lacrosse, 7 or 8 for girls soccer, and I believe the same for softball. So we have a lot of home events this year, which is good for our athletes. For parents, so that's good.
Hey, Blair, on that, how's the participation look? I mean, we can be able to field full teams and moms and dads making their deposits and all that good stuff.
So we set out interest for spring sports. All of our teams, everybody shows up. We are able to fill full teams. We may have to make some cuts in some sports. Because we do not have enough for a JV program.
Right.
In terms of the participation fee, we've been very lenient this year because of COVID and families with their situations. So we have had families who have paid, we have had families who have not paid. So we haven't been as strict as we have been the past few years just because we're not of everybody's situations.
Understood.
Is the parent, so how is the governor's orders affected parent, you know, spectators?
Oh, great question. I got to tell you, I don't. There was a change to outdoor events and the capacity piece, and I think it was up to 150 outside with an approved plan with the Department of Public Health. Since all this is DIAA approved, I think we're going to have to be. Now, Blair, you're going to have to correct me, but I think. Parents are going to be able to watch.
Great.
Blair, is that true?
In the fall, that was correct. It was 150 for an outdoor event in the fall. They changed that in the winter, obviously, because of the indoor.
Right.
To DIAA put out a regulation for 2 spectators per participant. Yeah. And then I think you are correct, sir. It is back to 150 total people at an event.
Right.
For the spring, so we will be able to have spectators that are on events for the springtime.
Yep, cool. Wonderful. All right, Blair, anything else?
Nothing else, sir.
Well, that is great to hear. Once again, a little normalcy and a little something we recognize. It's good. All right, Pat, anything else on Commandant's report?
Yeah, just the final note. Our freshmen, our ninth grade teachers, they have been sharing, they do like a little seminar, and they've been sharing their lessons. Some of our teachers do a wonderful job planning this wall map. But the last lesson, I got to give credit to that Colonel Wallace here. If you haven't watched The Social Dilemma yet, you should put it on your radar. And we made sure we made it a part of their curriculum. And to the cadets that they need to watch, so they can understand what social media is doing. And how they're being tracked. I want to create more on social media in the schools,
and I'm sure that Chris could attest to the issues that are out there in our society, just created by social media, and we want to make sure our kids are making the right decisions, not putting themselves at risk. So.
Okay, good point. All right, very well. I think that covers that report. Pat, thank you. Moving on through the agenda, guys, we're next to communications. Leslie, anything?
Certainly, I think so. I sent you the whatever charts you wanted to use.
They were great. We've already uploaded them. They're going to be in the Longwood grant. Okay. So that was good. Thank you.
I think it might be something that Pat, you and I can chat. Like, we obviously should just keep that running year over year, just so we have, whether it's like a school prospectus or whatever. I didn't use all of the data that you sent me, but thank you for what you did. And I think we could probably just have something that's an easy takeaway that we can use moving forward for open houses or anybody else. So I thought that was good data to have. So thank you for sending that. But we can use it as an elite behind if we're interested.
All right. Super.
Okay. Yeah,
cool. All right. Cool. Very well. Next, thank you. K-Man.
We met last week, so a few of us met up here and walked around the project, or 2 weeks ago now, I guess, but we walked around and reviewed everything and some of the additional parking requests and stuff like that, and looking at different areas. Over the last week and a half, we've been talking with DENREC as well as the state on our brown site money for getting somebody to pay for the removal of contaminants in the building before we are allowed to burn it.
So, and we're only talking about the damn caulk in the windows? Is that really all we're talking about?
Yeah.
Go!
It's dead. But it's there. Fortunately, it does look like everything will be covered and paid for, but...
Yeah, I knew we had a balance. I can't remember.
$36,000.
Okay.
Left, but the timeline hopefully will work out because the burn ban on May 1st is around the corner, and I think we'll still probably make it okay as long as we get the environmental guys in fast enough to take those out. The good thing is we are tearing it down. Probably just have the entire window units just removed. We're not going to have them sit there and cut the hog out, obviously. So, because it's all going in the trash.
Yep.
Which, by the way, that's what they do with the stuff. They wrap it up and it goes to the landfill. See it all done. So, Dave is doing a good job. He couldn't be with us tonight. I did invite him. Coordinating everything. Very happy that we decided to go that route, believe me, because it takes a big load off me. So he is doing us well.
Good. I have his contract, guys. I think I sent it out to the board. We need to ratify it. And as you know, Dave may have done some work on our behalf before we actually did this. I got some feedback, most of it, or all of it, positive, saying, yeah, if Dave's got to do a couple things before we sign it, let him go forth and do it. I had a question. Where are we with the storage units and starting Larry on the process of emptying various structures? You don't have to do it yet, but I know we've got to start thinking about getting these things here.
I'll defer to Pat, because I know
Well, your last email said that you guys were looking at random. So,
right.
Where do you want to surround them from?
Oh, I don't care.
That place. Well,
whatever's cheap.
Yeah, right. Yes, whatever is right cost effective. That's right.
It doesn't matter who leaves
there. They rent right there. I'm not sure of their name, but right on Hatchery Road.
Yeah, I am still in the boat of leasing these things so that when we're done, they're removed instead of purchase and they sit. Unless, I don't know. I mean, I'll defer to you, Kev, or others, but...
You don't want to defer to me because I love
the damn thing. Yeah, I hate the damn thing.
We might talk about storing athletic equipment in them or something.
That did cross our minds is that we would love to have them for storage permanently, but...
You could paint them.
No! No more concert huts.
They're living in houses.
I can't stand them. Look, if you guys can find one that doesn't look like an overseas container and it starts rusting and it's got hub on it or some other shipping name, I can't stand them.
You can't. You got to paint them and make them look
right. Right. We're leasing the damn things or renting them for a while. I can't stand them. All right. Reg?
Nothing, go ahead.
All right. He's laughing under that mask. He's just laughing. All right, guys. So let me go to the contract. Any questions or comments on the contract that Dave has presented? I estimated, I think, it's going to be about 55, maybe 6K, depending on that. Thank you to Len. You guys, you just gave your checks. Thank you very much. VW, if you've sent yours, I haven't gotten it yet. If you haven't, no worries. I'll bundle it all up. I'll get it to Jim. So at any rate, can I have a motion to accept Dave McGuigan's contract for construction management services for the First State Military? I got a motion. I got a second. Any discussion on the motion as presented? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? Seeing none, passed, great. All right, I'll sign that, guys, and I'll send you a signed copy, and I'll send the original back to Dave. By the way, he told me, he sent me an email. Did he send me an email or text? Anyway, he's trying to come up, I think, tomorrow or the day after because the weather's supposed to be reasonably warm. It's like 50s-ish. So Pat and Kev, I think he's going to call you just to check in.
Okay.
But Pat, don't be alarmed when you see Dave McGuigan wandering around with his little wheel.
Just make sure you feed him.
Are you right? That's right. Just make sure you feed them. All right, guys. Last couple of items, and we will be finishing up. We got snow. Snow's painting. Can somebody check with Snow and find out when we're on their schedule?
For the first month.
All right. So you think in March sometime?
Yes, I'm hoping to. I'm also going to contact a landscaper to start planting the trees.
All right. I'll put that back on the agenda for landscaping, see what we got. Oh, and that reminds me, Kev, would you ask Dave that when he starts getting into the details of the project, that he consider some landscaping around the maintenance building and stuff like that, if we can build in some cash into that project?
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Organizational issues, welfare, Longwood, right? Longwood's up first. It's due 1 March by close of business. I've got most of our documents, still some financial stuff vis-a-vis through Jim and through Pat. I have a wonderful announcement to make that there was a foundation that my father was involved with called Support Our Soldiers Foundation. And this organization has been around actually for a lot of years. And I looked at the budget back it must have been about 5 or 6 years ago, and in 1 year they gave out about $103,000 to various military-oriented organizations. Well, since Dad's passing, it's almost been a year. It's almost been a year, 1 April. But the organization was in some disarray because Dad, as for you guys that knew, towards the end was not, Alzheimer's, dementia, whatever you want to call it. Just beat the hell out of them. It has taken a while to restart the program. At any rate, there's a new board, and today the board authorized $50,000 for First State Military for our construction. So I am very pleased and very excited about that. So I got to tell you, Kev, I think that if we get the 200 from Longwood, plus the 50, plus the 100 from the school, we should be in fine shape.
Absolutely.
To cover virtually the entire project, including the expansion, all the expansion of the parking lot. So I'm very excited about that. We're going to do hopefully a little check presentation thingy. I think my dad, who was always a big maintenance guy, will appreciate that that the building that's going to get done will be the garage. I think he's going to be, I think he'd be very pleased. So I'm very excited about that, guys. At any rate, with that said, I don't think I've got anything else from my point of view. As always, let me whip around the room first. Anything?
Yeah, just like that. I came up to the drill competition. I was impressed. Thanks for the effort to the instructors, the teachers, whoever was all involved. I was impressed.
You ought to see it when you got 8 or 9 schools, and it's a heck of a time, man. And some of the competition can get very tight.
All set. Thanks for letting me join.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. To my left. Chris, good.
All good.
Monty, great. Kev, Colonel.
Well, Pat just smiling at me. So, speaking of the drill meet, we have one young man who wants to defect DMA and come to our school after Saturday. He's part of their drill team. He's a junior. And he was just thoroughly impressed by the cadets and their politeness and their professionalism and the way they carry themselves, the way they spoke to each other, swinging the flag.
Now, this is a cadet,
yes,
from DMA,
yes,
that was at the drill competition.
Yes. And so he talked to several of us, to include your son. He bent my ear for about 10 minutes, and he's a nice young man. And I just basically told him to go home and talk to mom and dad about it and see what's best for you versus, you know, you just want to make this change because we look so great. In addition to that, as your son Dave mentioned to you, the current and the 2B regimental commander from DMA pulled him aside and just said, you know, what are you guys doing here? I didn't make this all happen by just walking in and just seeing how everything works. But he said, we don't see anything like that in DMA. So I'm just passing on what they said to us on Saturday. It's kind of cool. And I think I mentioned the bat. Sometimes we forget what we have here because we're around it every day. And we lose sight of how far these young cadets are really moving things and how much they're growing. So just a quick story. And I'll end it with the hit locker I mentioned to you the other day. We put in a bid.
Oh, yeah. So tell everybody what you're talking about.
So Kevin will like this because it's a Connex box. it's only 10 feet, and it comes full of athletic equipment, weights, all kinds of stuff. And you basically, it's called a HIT, which means high-intensity tactical training. It's a company that supports the Marine Corps with these Connex boxes all over the place. They deploy, they're on bases, they're everywhere. And it comes full with athletic equipment, and some of it you take it up and you set it up on the outside permanently. All kind of workout apparatuses and things, and the inside is the storage for the stuff that goes on there that should not be outside. And they're pretty cool, and you can put 50 to 60 people on each one at any one time if all the stations are in use. And we think it would be a great benefit because we're limited. A small weight room and all those things. So put in a proposal to the Marine Corps to buy one for us this year because I know funding is available and there's funds out there. And so it costs about $42,000. So we'll see.
Cool. Wonderful.
It's gaining traction right now. It's gaining interest.
Well, good. Glad to hear it. That will be neat. All right. Let me go to Zoom. Any other comments? Let me see who's out there. Blair? All right, Roger, wonderful. Stacy?
I'm all good, thank you.
Great, thanks. Katie?
Good, thank you.
Wonderful. And last but not ever least, Miss Verity, anything, my friend?
No, that's all. Thank you, Colonel, for sharing that. And Stacy, I really like the speaker shout out. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, guys, I think that is it thank you as always, guys, for your dedication to our school. We keep moving forward, man. We keep moving forward. So with that, do I have a motion to adjourn the board meeting?
Motion.
I got a motion over here.
We want to stay.
I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And we are adjourned. Thanks, guys.